Bank of Cardiff, this is Hashem. May I please start with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
2511-0401-0048-4896.
4896. Alrighty, let's see what we got here. Alrighty. And are you calling from Excel Rehab?
That is correct.
Excellent. And am I speaking with Gabriel today?
That is correct.
All right. Excellent. All right. Let's see here. And I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of information that I have on file for you here. If anything is wrong, you can, you know, feel free to point it out. Are you still at the P.O. Box 417?
That's our mailing address.
Yeah, perfect. In Lodi, California, 95241?
That is correct.
All right. And what's a good phone number in case we get disconnected here?
209-207,
you said?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
0849.
Perfect. And then what's the structure of your business? Are you guys an S-Corp, C-Corp, LLC?
It's a C-Corp.
It's a C-Corp?
C, yes.
C-Corp, excellent. Okay. And then what's a good email address for you?
Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
At Excel Physical Therapy, Lodi.
therapylodi.com. It's a nice long one, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, we've got, you know, a bunch of different programs available depending on what your specific needs really are. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do so I can kind of point you in the right direction here.
Yeah, I'm a physical therapy clinic with almost 2 years in practice. We started a year in 2014. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in hiring a new physical therapist, and mm-hmm. I would like to have the capital available. It's easier when you have the money.
Of course.
Instead of just being worried a little bit. We are not short on cash. Our gross this year is going to be around $380,000, $384,000. And I'm looking for a loan of around $100,000.
Oh, okay. So you're looking for about $100,000, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. And then this money is going to be used strictly for the hiring of a new physical therapist, or will there be some additional use?
Maybe running something on marketing and so on.
Okay, so maybe some marketing on the side. So what are you kind of expecting as a return on your investment here? If I were to give you this $100,000, you hire that new physical therapist, what kind of increase in revenue, I guess, would you see here?
I would see, so the physical therapy generally costs you around $80,000. I've been in this business for 26 years.
Oh, wow.
I had other practices before. One of them was bankrupt. I'm just saying. What I'm trying to say is that physical therapy generally costs around $80,000, and he or she can generate around $200,000. So I can double.
So you'd say that if you were to get this $100,000 and hire someone else, it would increase your yearly sales by around $100,000 or $200,000?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a very
simple. The gross or the net are you talking about?
The gross.
The gross is going to increase by $130,000 or so.
150?
Because yes.
Okay. 150,000 increase. Okay, great. And when were you looking to do this by? Just kind of as soon as possible here?
Yeah, kind of. I'm not very much pressed, but it's very hard to find physical therapists, and I have two on mine. I had a few interviews, and generally good to get them as soon as they graduate, and next month they're going to graduate, and December we finish some of them. They take the license exam, and generally we can hire them before license, and then we can transfer them in a full-time employee.
Very nice. Okay. So we're trying to get you an approval at least as soon as we can. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit? Would you say you're good, bad, somewhere in the middle maybe?
My personal credit or my company credit?
Personal credit.
Personal credit is not excellent because I had the bankruptcy 6 years in 2010, August. 2017, August. It's going to be 7 years and everything will be clean. Score, actually, the present score is around 680, 690, somewhere there.
Legend. Oh, okay. That's a good bounce back.
Yeah. So it's, but if you look at that, it's still, you still have the items that they were at that at the discharge time.
Absolutely. Okay. So it was just because of that ding back in 2010, everything else was pretty solid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. I know you brought up sales a little bit earlier here, but what did your sales look like for last year again?
For last year, it was last year. So last year, we lost 20,000 or 30,000, somewhere in between 20,000 and 30,000. I'm not, but if I look correctly, I think it was 20-something, 26,000,
27,000. 27,000 was the total sales?
Yes, it was last year in 2015. The C Corporation Compax loss looks like we lost around 27,000.
Okay, 27. And what are you guys on track for this year to make?
For this year, I think we're gonna have a profit of at least 120, 150.
Okay, a profit?
Yes.
You said okay. So, what is the total gross annual sales without the profit, just sales?
This year is going to be 380.
Around 380.
380. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're looking at around 380,000. Perfect. And you said that you've been in business for this particular company since 2014.
I started this company in 2015.
In 15, okay.
Yeah, before that, I was a director of rehab for 10 years. I had my practices in Mississippi for 7 years, both of them destroyed by Hurricane Katrina.
Wow.
And then I've never had, we are part of Dun & Bradstreet. You can check on that. I don't know if I think I have the
right
number. That's pretty clean. So.
Wow. How did you get into the to the industry here?
How did I get into physical therapy?
Yeah, you've been doing it for a while. I'm curious.
Yeah, I used to. That's my second career. My first career was in nuclear engineering. I used to be a professional soccer player, and I got injured all the time, so I started to like this thing. So after I finished my work as a nuclear engineer, I decided to switch career. I went to Denver. I got my master's in physical therapy. And here.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. So you said you played soccer?
I'm sorry?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Very nice. Did you ever play on any professional teams at all?
Yeah, in this country, I don't. I watch the Italian championship.
Oh, really? Who's your team?
Fiorentina.
Which team?
Fiorentina.
Oh, I actually don't even know that team. I'm not huge on soccer, but I know Barcelona, Real Madrid, all those club teams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are in Spain. Madrid, Barcelona.
So are you the 100% owner of this company?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Always helps. And then have you already kind of taken a look into financing and trying to get this $100,000 anywhere else?
I spoke with another company because, you know, you get in mail all kinds of things all the time.
Of course.
And I spoke with someone else, I think it was a few days ago, 2 days ago. And I submitted some information for the request, and then I got your thing today in the mail, and
right.
they said, well, they give you a call.
Excellent. Did you end up applying with the other company at all?
No, I don't know if it's applied. In this phase, I'm just trying to see what are their offers and
correct.
How they come. Some of them, they come up with a line of credit. With they said that they want to have a payment every week. I don't have any restrictions or anything.
Okay,
they, I just the first time in my business, I've never applied as a business owner, previous business owner, for a loan.
Okay.
I don't think I need it so badly, but I do think that you'll give me the peace of mind if and developing the business,
right.
being able to have the salary of another expensive employee already on the side doesn't put too much pressure for you, so you can concentrate on other things.
Excellent. So you can do your own work and have someone else doing some work for you, too.
Yeah, so in the meantime, you can develop the business, but you need a peace of mind. It can be done; it's not a big deal, but it will put more strain in. If I can free up some time for myself, I can develop the business more. I can do more marketing. I can be outside
right.
doing. Yeah.
Right, and it'll increase your cash flow, so you'll have more time and more money
yeah.
to work with. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So
yeah.
it will keep things from getting tight. So
yeah.
just to give you a heads up, there are, yeah, I know you're telling me you get a lot of these things in the mail. There are a lot of small little companies that try and do similar things that we do. A lot of them, actually a lady was telling me just a few days ago when I was talking to her that she ended up getting a lot of money taken out of her account because the terms didn't
mm-hmm.
match what they gave her in documents. So just a heads up to mm-hmm. keep an eye out. A lot of people are running these kinds of things from their garages. From garages, just a couple of people doing their thing. But just to give you an idea here, we've been around for 14 years. We're one of the first companies ever to do working capital. We're the only company that does working capital and equipment both. So later down the line, if you were ever looking for some equipment to bring in for the office, then we would definitely be able to help you with that as well. And as a re-existing customer, we give you insane rates. We actually have a match or beat policy on those. So if you're ever looking to bring in new equipment for the office, we would definitely be able to help you out there. But for now, we're looking to bring on $100,000 in order to get this new physical therapist. Why don't you tell me, do you have any current loans out on the business right now?
No.
Okay, so you have nothing whatsoever.
I had one loan for $10,000, which was I made it just to improve the company credit score, and I
right.
did for equipment. Started 2 years ago, and I think the balance on that should be somewhere in 8,000-7,000. I don't know how much it is, to be honest, because it's it's called I forgot the name of the bank. Anyway, it was
yeah.
equipment leasing, bankers equipment leasing. It was a 10,000, and it was the starting equipment for the entire clinic. I bought
gotcha.
The rest of the equipment. I bought it by myself. And that was so started 2 years ago. The monthly payment is around $330 plus $20 insurance, $350 a month. It's a 5-year loan. I can pay it anytime in full, but as I said, I want to have this credit developed for the business.
Of course, right. Okay, completely understand. So that's the only loan that you have out right now?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Okay, that's great. That helps me a lot, actually. It makes things a lot easier for me. Okay, so to just give you a little overview here, basically what you told me is that you're definitely looking for our working capital program. It fits exactly. We're looking for around $100,000 in order to get that new physical therapist and net some additional on top for you to use for some marketing since you're going to free up some time for yourself. We're looking at a return of around $150,000 annually. That's what it's gonna be once you bring on a new physical therapist. We're going to try and get you an approval as soon as possible. I'll go over the process with you in a minute real quick. Your credit told me was somewhere in the middle. You told me about the 2010 bankruptcy that you had, which is not a problem. I've worked with companies who've had bankruptcies before, even more recent than the one that you've had, so that shouldn't be an issue. So we said credits around 680-ish, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay.
My personal,
and
yeah.
Personal, yeah. And we don't really take a look at the credit as much. Mostly what we look at is the business and the overall health of the business and then your bank statements just to see that they're positive. The credit, the only reason we really take a look at credit is to see if you have, you know, like a, we're not allowed to lend to customers who have like a $1 million tax lien, for example.
Yeah.
So that's why we take a look at it. And we do a soft pull. It's just through experience quick. So you're 100% owner of the business. You guys have been operating since 2015, you said, or 14?
I'm sorry?
You guys have been operating this business, was it since 2015 or 14?
I started on, I know it finished 2015, January.
2015, okay. So you do have some sort of tax return already for the company?
Yes, I do have 2015. It's the one that I told you that we have a last 20-something.
Excellent. Everything you're telling me today seems like it'd be a perfect fit for the working capital program. So what I can do is shoot over an email to you with the required documents that I need. The only thing that I'm going to require mm-hmm. from you are 6 months of your most recent bank statements for the business.
Yep.
Just to take a look at your ending balances. We make sure you're positive, you have consistent cash flow coming in, and that everything is running smoothly. Then we take a look at that 2015, you said you had it ready, the tax return. And that's it. Do you guys take credit cards?
If I take credit cards, is that my customers, is they pay with credit cards?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. We don't have a high volume of credit cards. People.
Is it
occasional they pay because we all the money that we get through the insurance companies.
Insurance,
so we
right.
have two types of. So we have the insurance companies. They pay electronic to us, so the payment goes directly into the account. And then we have some other insurance companies. They pay us with checks. So you're going to see when we're going to look over the, and occasionally you're going to see, for example, from Square, which is that Apple application, okay, you're going to see, but the amounts are minimal, a few hundreds there and there, not even every month. You're going to see another deposit that represents the checks, because we get paid also by checks from other insurance companies that do not have direct payment.
Okay, so that goes straight into your account.
Yeah, it goes instant. So if you look at the beginning of the on the front page of the any of the bank statements, you have generally two or three type of deposits. The ones that are direct, and you're gonna see Noridian or some other companies that they pay us, Blue Shield that pay us directly into the bank.
Right.
Actually, we have very few of them that they go directly. Medicare, Blue Shield, Blue Cross. Three or four, and then we have the Western Comp companies that they pay us through checks, and then it's going to be another deposit.
Okay, sounds pretty reasonable to me. And for the credit card transactions that you guys do, is the volume usually under 20% of your total sales, you'd say then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
it's
great.
Very low. Right.
Okay.
And the only one, everything that you will see, the only way we took that is through, as I said, through that Apple app. The rest of it, we don't have any other.
Gotcha. Okay. So we're not even going to need to take a look at merchant statements for you since it's less than 20% of your the volume that you produce in. So the only thing that I really need from you on your end is the 6 months of bank statements and the most recent tax return. On my end, I'm going to be sending you a one-page application, which I'm not sure if you already saw it on the site or not, but I'll send it to you via email. It just the name of the business, the address, and just general information about the business and yourself. Once I get those,
can I make it online or do you have to?
It might be online already, but I'll go ahead and send it to you in the email right now after this phone call.
Great.
You said it was Gabriel at excelphysicaltherapylodi.com, right?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send that to you right after this. So all I need from you is 6 months of bank statements and the most recent tax return. When do you think you'd be able to send those in to me by?
I think I can do it in this afternoon.
Okay, perfect. If you can get it to me...
For the tax return, you just need the front page, am I right?
Front, I think front page will work. Do you also have the Schedule K part where it shows you the ownership breakdown?
I have to look to see if I have, because it's a big booklet. The CPA made it a big booklet, and I have to look over to open it, and we'll do that. The tax returns, I have them already on my
Perfect.
computer, so I can store. I can send those right to it.
Okay, perfect. That'll work excellent. And then once I get those in from you, if you can send them to me today, I can probably have some sort of options for you by tomorrow. That's how quickly
Okay.
we work. Usually I
Great.
bring in your tax state, your tax return, and then the 6 month statements. I put together your file, takes me about half an hour or so, and it goes right to the underwriting department. They do their magic and come back to me with a few options for you.
Okay.
So it's
Well,
nice and
okay.
quick.
I'll do my best. I have patients in this afternoon, but I'll do my best to find some time between them to send you this everything.
Perfect. Perfect. All
Okay.
right.
All right.
Yep. Sounds
Thank you
good.
so
Looks
much.
like we're going to be able to do this for
Looking
you,
forward.
and we'll be in touch. All right, Gabriel?
Okay. Take care.
All
Bye-bye.
righty, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.